This episode contains discussion of eating disorders, so please take care while listening. If you relate to Aoife's story of disordered eating, please do get help from your doctor or reach out to bodywise.ie or call their helpline for support on 01 210 7906. Now
back in love with
someone. I'm in love.
Thank God we can talk about this.
Do you know when I was so bitchy and so like moody all the time because I was starving.
Hungry, yeah.
Like, I was just hungry. It was actually like such drama. I remember I never talked about it for ages because I was like, I'm hooking, protecting my peace. Yeah. Like,
hi guys.
And welcome to this week's episode of How My Drink. How My Drink is like a podcast. I know my sheet today. Like group chat between your best friends. The girls' bathroom night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, cinemas and life. We also have fabulous guests.
Yes.
From time to time. Mm-hmm. Really good ones, especially today.
And really enjoyed today.
Really, really enjoyed today. But yeah, we have episodes out every Wednesday. Mondays we have extra juice. We do kind of an extra kind of, what's the word? I'm not going to say unhinged. It's not. But like extra little bits.
Yeah.
Extra dilemmas. And then full video. So if you want to watch some video as well as audio or you want to wait till tomorrow, full video is 12 on Thursdays. So you can watch us there. But today we have Aoife O'Farrell.
Love her.
Podcast. Or Mia Khalifa, if you know her as that, because that comes up on TikTok. I've been following her, can't remember how long, but I just love her. I follow a lot of people and I love a lot of people, but I just really love her.
She's just so cool.
She's just so cool.
Can't get over her nails.
So nice,
a wise woman.
And she's a Leo. So that actually makes a lot of sense why I love her so much.
It was perfect. Yeah. I was telling her, I was like, as soon as me and Shari meet a Leo, we're like, oh, it's fine.
Every time, like every Leo we've had, like GK Barry is on the pod.
We're just always like, this crotch.
Yeah. It just feels like a normal.
It flows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about everything from starting social media, her masters, her undergrad, exes, new love, Cladda. Being Irish, love and it. As well about how much she's an advocate for therapy. Mm-hmm. And also, we talked about eating disorders, which we haven't done. If we have, we've touched on it very lightly, but I think we had a really nice...
I don't think we went into that much detail ever before in a good way. Like, it wasn't...
Yeah. I think it's really eye-opening to hear it from
100%.
Someone who's been through it. And I think in Ireland, it's something I talk about enough. And we have so many younger followers on here that will need to hear things like that. Yeah. And we definitely recommend following.
So many people can benefit from it.
Yeah. So really hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed filming it. And we'll see you next week. This week on How My Drink, we are joined by the coolest girl on the internet.
Coolest.
We have Aoife O'Farrell.
I'm surprised you could fit me in. You're too busy holding up all the planes.
honestly. And I'm missing them as well.
Oh, yeah.
No, you have so much time faking your 5Ks. So. Yeah. I have to run speed time. Just wait for you.
Pilot.
Your outfit is insane.
You look
so cool.
Oh, my God. The camera get big. A flick of your... There's your camera. Your nails.
Oh, all of your nails.
I'm upset.
I love them. They're so fun. My nail artist is the best ever. Sadles my nails.
No, they
anyone
are.
In Manchester?
Five hours.
So cool.
Yeah.
In the chair.
Well, I was getting my last set off too.
Okay.
Swapped my shape.
Yeah.
I was feeling a bit crazy. I'm usually a stiletto girl.
Oh, yeah.
Things are pretty crazy for me these days. So, went to the square.
I feel like square and set was like two different, but like... personality
types. Yeah, I go through both. Or I go short or long. Just depending on what mood I'm in that week, I'm like, no, fuck it, we're going all out. Or else I'm like, no, I'm only a little girl.
All
cute.
Sometimes I see people, I love getting like stuff in my nails, but then I see people like really short, clean, just French.
Yeah.
Like,
and it looks really nice and bright. I just could never be me.
I know.
Like, but these squares, I didn't realize how much I used my nails as utensils. Like, because they were stiletto. I was parting my hair with them. Perfect. I was picking coins, but no bother. I can't do anything.
Oh my God, these. I never thought of that.
Worth it though.
I've seen
opening boxes.
Yeah. Anything, like envelopes.
I've seen hair extensionists. And they'll only get like their pinky and like their ring finger as like long stilettos to like part hair.
It's so handy.
So cool.
It must be really because it's real sharp.
Yeah, just really good.
My old singing teacher used to have one long nail on his pinky to, or was it his pinky or his thumb? To like use it as a pick on his guitar.
Oh, I was going to say, is he Chinese? Because I think there's something in Chinese culture that if you have like a long pinky finger, it's something
you're
to
right,
good
there
look.
Is something like, yeah.
Or is it hair?
No, there is one culture that has the long finger now. But yeah, he had the long, and in the lessons, he'd like make me sing and he'd just be filing the big nail.
Okay, no, ew.
I know.
That's a bit much.
And he wouldn't teach me anything. He'd be like, yeah, that's grand, do it, this song now. On YouTube and karaoke.
He just wanted
50 euro an hour.
He just wanted to just file his background.
Oh, so when do you start getting into posts online?
Well, what year is it now? 2025.
25, yeah.
2023. It's okay. Like the summer of 2023. It was actually like such drama. I remember I never talked about it for ages because I was like, I'm can protecting my peace. Yeah. Like, if this, but like, can I swear?
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
Just wanted to check. But we felt, me and my best mate, we lived in a house of five of us, three boys and us two, and we had this big, it was actually the smallest fight, it was over roast dinner, the smallest fight in history. They turned around to us, like, we were about to move out in 2 months' time and move into another house with them.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't want to live with you anymore after that fight. Like, I don't
what
think.
What was the roast dinner fight? Was it?
We were all meant to go for a roast on a Sunday. And then one of them turns around and was like, I had a bad day in work. I'm not going. Like, I'm not going to this roast. And we're like, right, okay. Like, for hers. And then the other one was like, yeah, like, I just don't really feel, I just don't feel like it, whatever. And then me, it was like, yous are so flaky. Like, I'm just sick of this. Because it was kind of the same kind of thing.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Boys. Yeah.
But, like, it happened, like, often. And then she was like, I'm just sick of this. And all turned into this big thing. We didn't speak for 3 days. Lived in the house with them. 3 days, didn't speak. And then they were like, listen, just want to say, we're really sorry for how, like, we spoke to you and all, but we need to go our separate ways. Like, we need to not live together. And we
were like, it would be like a house issue, not a roast, not going for a roast dinner.
The smallest argument ever. It was actually insane. And then we were like, if you do this, we are not friends anymore. Because we were homeless. Actually, like,
oh,
we didn't have anywhere to live. Like,
this
we
year had, in university, yeah.
Yeah, you yeah, yeah. going into final year. Mm. And in Liverpool, you have to choose your house in, like, October to move in the following July.
Oh, wow.
So it's really, really early, like, the housing market for students and stuff, because they're all absolute shitholes. Like, nobody, you know, you're trying to get the ones that have, like, the least roof falling down.
Different.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was 2 months before we moved out, and we were like, we have nowhere to live. That was the most stressful time of my life. We lived
That's
in this
horrible.
House for 3 months, never spoke a word. Not one
that
word.
So awkward.
It was awful. So then I was like, I need something to do with my time.
Yeah.
And I started posting on TikTok.
Wow.
So great.
Do you remember your first video? Like, were you doing it like kind of casually or were you like full in?
See, I was that girl in school though who did post like trends and stuff.
Okay.
So like, even from like, I'd say 2020 is probably the first time I ever posted on TikTok, but it was like, just the silly trends everyone be doing, like
the dance. Did you dance?
Like, no, I didn't do the dancing.
Oh, you're
I couldn't dance. I couldn't get away with that. I remember posting one dance video ever, and it got sent into like every single boys' group chat, and so I never did it again.
No, because it was so good.
Yeah, they were like, I've fancied her so much.
She should do that all the time.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Obviously.
So then, kind of like started posting the odd speaking video, but I used to post really like crazy stories that. But like, I would never tell them now. Do you know what I mean?
Because
I was like, I have like 5,000 followers. Like,
no,
and it was no big deal. No one's going to see them. And then I posted a Vinted video of like me putting stuff that I was posting on Vinted. And I was like, oh, I don't like this dress or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it got like, I think it got like 150,000 likes. And I was like,
wow,
I'm going to drop a uni.
Yeah, I made it.
Like,
now.
It got me like 30K. And I was I was so made up. And then I just started posting like.
And did everything sell on Vinted then? It was just gone.
Yeah. I have 10,000 followers on Vinted.
Wow.
Like, it's actually so
weird. You can get followers on Vinted.
Yeah. Apparently so.
That's a flex.
I would have awesome. They get updated then when you upload something. Like,
yeah, they get a notification that Evil Files posted. And then like, it sells so quick. It's so handy.
Brilliant.
It's amazing. It's really, really brilliant. And I've done like a brand new Vinted since. It's just
Stop
awesome.
It.
Yeah,
oh
it's
God.
Really, really good.
Oh, that's unreal.
That's so fucking handy.
So great.
We need to get on that.
Is it easy to like to sell on and all? Because Depop is a bit long sometimes.
Depop's a nightmare.
Is it?
Yeah.
She won't sponsor me.
Yeah.
Of course.
Love Depop.
Yeah.
It's just
it's so it's much harder.
Yeah.
Vinted short. Like, I love it. And then because it's like handier, I just like can just go, you know, blue top.
But wow.
You don't need to put in the brand
and everything.
Do they take a lot of percentage off you though?
None. There's no seller fees on Vinted.
Wow,
it's unreal. Funny. And then the buyer pays for postage as well. So
oh, brilliant.
Really,
you're
really
good. Postage then.
And then my friend,
send you a QR code.
Yeah, so you literally got you have your package. Yeah. Lauren was doing it. They literally just give them the package and they scan it and then it's gone. You don't even need to write
it. It's the handiest thing ever.
What?
It's unreal.
That's mad.
See me later on.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like Robert the business owner when you're on it?
Yeah, like I've got like 20 packages.
Literally.
Postman hates me.
You buy loads on it as well though. I feel like you find really good things.
I love Vinted. These shoes from Vinted. The trousers. This whole outfit actually.
Is what?
Including
so
the belt.
What do you have something you're writing? You're like, right, I need to find this. I'll type it in, or do you just like come across?
Scroll.
Is there like an explore page?
Yeah, there's a recommend. I actually my screen time on Vinted I think is more than TikTok.
I wish I could do it.
It's like my
I'm a really bad online shopper. I can't.
Me too. But there's a recommended.
Right.
So you don't have to search for anything.
It knows what you like.
It just knows like what you like. I don't know how it does it, but I love it. I'm so thankful.
That's God, so cool.
We need to get on the Vinted bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really do.
How have you found, obviously, now, like, having a following and, like, your life changing a little bit? Obviously, you're still in, you're doing your master's now.
Yeah.
Is your master's, is it psychology or fashion marketing?
Fashion marketing.
Fashion marketing, okay.
My undergrad was
psychology. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that hard to balance now, having, like, kind of another job on the side as doing it or no?
Like, no, to be fair, I'm in such an incredible position that I'm able to do social media and not have like a in-person part-time job or full-time job. Like so many people doing their masters are working 40 hours a week.
How?
So like, God,
so did you never have to do that? You went straight into masters having TikTok as your way.
It was literally incredible because I worked the whole way through my undergrad, obviously, and then started my masters doing like, social media. And it's just like, because people always ask about the balance, and I'm like, the balance is so
perfect,
easy because I'm in such an unreal position. Like, you know, most people have to work through uni. That's just normal.
Of course.
But like, it's actually, I'm so lucky. It's insane. And like, I love my master's, so the balance is...
Is it good?
It's so good. What,
where do you do it?
It's Manchester Fashion Institute, but it's like off my Met.
Wow. So, and do you think you'll go into that industry after?
I'd love to.
You want to?
I would love to.
Like, what is it that they actually do? Like, is that like all... visual merchandising, or is it like, no?
It's like, so for my last assignment, we were doing like a marketing strategy for a brand. So it would be like, I chose Reformation and we were doing like launching Reformation in Manchester. So you had to plan the entire launch, like all the budget and like all the online advertising, events, all the in-person advertising, events. Promo. And then there'd be other ones where you're making up like brand concepts.
That's fun.
Like, but it's so crazy because I did psychology for my undergrad and it's so analytical and this is why people act the way they do.
Okay.
And then now I'm going on, they're like, what does this brand sound like?
It's so creative.
I'm like,
it's very different.
What does it feel like?
Like, literally, they're like, give me, if you were to describe the feel, and I'm like, fabric?
Wow. Yeah.
Soft. I don't know. Yeah. Awesome.
So it's so creative compared to psychology. Like, so
and I'm sure that fits into like your social media life as well.
It's so amazing.
It makes sense.
It's just so like, goes so hand in hand. I have such a good, I feel like I've, because I came from a completely unrelated undergrad and loads of people did like fashion undergrads. I still feel like I'm up there with them because like that's basically all. Like if I'm doing fashion stuff on TikTok, that is fashion.
What you're doing.
Fashion, I'm marketing for brands and stuff. So it's so hand in hand. It's unreal.
That's so nice.
And with psychology, like, do you find you've learned a lot of things about like yourself and all through doing that course?
Don't analyze.
Was it like your own? Are you able to like psychoanalyze people?
Please, oh God, no.
Yeah, that hurts.
Not even 3 years.
Like I try.
Oh God, because no, I feel like you're so. I always see your TikToks and you've so much good advice. And I'm like, is that true? Are you just naturally good at that, or is that
gifted
from your?
No.
Yeah.
There was no natural ability there whatsoever until I did psychology. Like when I went to uni, I was the worst version of myself. And like, obviously, you know, people are 18, 19, like they're not going to be the best person you've ever met.
You have
no
clue what's going on at that age.
Especially coming from Ireland, like
you're like the worst
just
person.
A kid.
Like
when you're a teenager. But psychology, like, oh my God, if I learned nothing, I learned everything about myself. Like I could not be more thankful for doing it.
Wow.
It's unreal. I think so many people hate it, but if you're coming in and you're like not tapped, you probably don't like it as much. I was like, that's what's wrong with me. And then it was amazing.
Wow.
Like, I just feel like I learned so much. My coping mechanisms, everything. Like, oh my God, my mental health just like skyrocketed from when I started paying attention.
Wow.
I was like, they know what they're talking about.
And if you'd have kept that on, what would it have, like what jobs could you have gotten into with that?
It depends. Because psychology,
you see, it's so
hard to get a job with a psychology degree. It's really, really hard unless you do a master's. And I would have loved to do a criminal psychology master's, which is...
Me now, not that I could ever do it, but I love crime and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, have you seen Mindhunters?
Yes.
Yeah,
no.
That's what they do. They're criminal psychology.
Okay.
Like,
is it like Criminal Minds? I used to love that show.
I think so. I haven't
actually. They like make like fake... profiles. Is that kind of what it is? Like profiling?
It's like they... Well, it was the start of criminal psychology, really. And they would like interview criminals. And then...
That'd be fascinating.
If anyone's a criminal psychologist, I hope not offend you. Terrible explanation is. But you basically like find out why they did what they did to try and prevent it in the future. And it's
just fascinating.
Yeah, really unreal. But I would have had to come to London. Okay. Not come to London. We're not in London. But like I would have had to go to London to do my master's. And it's just so expensive.
Wow.
So I was like, I'll do... Or I could have done clinical, which is like people who've been in injuries, helping them come to terms with it and stuff. But then I was like, let's do fashion instead.
Perfect. I feel like fashion like if you do end up getting a job in that, you doing social media actually helps it.
So
because you're going to want to like advertise yourself. I don't know what would your job,
What job titles can you get?
I don't know. I'd love to go into, this is not to say that I would be any good at it whatsoever, but I would love to go into styling, like being a stylist.
You 100%.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And awesome. Stylists, when they have a following, like, it's better.
And like, you are a personal brand, really, when you're, so yeah, it shows that you can build a brand, which obviously is so valuable, especially 100%. Now with like all marketing is online. So I'd love to do that, but I don't, like, it's just who you know. It you is. Just got to get into the industry. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's your favorite stylist?
You know. Great question.
I don't know their names.
TikTokers. I swear the creativity I see on TikTok is next level. It's actually incredible.
Yeah.
That I just wouldn't even, I wouldn't even know like professional stylists. No. But I'm like, I see people that I'm like, you need to be.
See everybody slagging Alex Earle's stylist?
Yeah.
They're like, would she please sack that stylist?
She came back and said, she was like, I got a stylist so I'd wear things I wouldn't usually wear. That's why I'm dressing different. So I was like, yeah, you're paying someone. You kind of want them to pick things that you wouldn't necessarily pick yourself, I would hope.
I like people that are a bit out there and weird. Like, don't you stylish? Like,
Do you follow, you know, Bad Kid HQ? She's on Instagram.
Don't.
You would love her style.
Would I?
Oh my God, she's so you.
I just love when someone, you can tell someone's got something that is like, kind of objectively, a really ugly item of clothing and then they just make it work
unreal,
like it looks so good because you're like, you had a vision and you saw it through. The amount of times I show people, I'm like, I bought this and they're like, what the fuck, that's awful.
That happens a certain time.
It's weird.
Sometimes
it's rotten, but sometimes it's
not. No, I think you can pull off anything once you have it, wear it with confidence.
Yeah,
and confidence, everything, you're rocking it, like that's what,
once
like,
you have confidence in life, you can carry yourself through anything.
You look as good as you think you do. Like, do you know what I mean? Walk into a room with your head held high and people will notice
in
it
in a bin bag, and it's fine.
Perfect.
I love that. Well, that's a Marilyn Monroe did that, didn't she? She did a potato sack photo shoot,
and I'd say she looks banging.
She looks so good.
She would look good.
You look like her.
Yeah.
Was like, oh, you'd look good in a potato sack, and so she did a photo shoot with it.
Oh, I love it.
It was really cool.
What an icon.
That's brilliant.
I love her.
That's really cool.
So talking about social media, I saw the other day you were saying that you think it's like quantity over quality when it comes to posting. Do you think that if you were saying, what did you say?
That was controversial, apparently.
No, I actually agree with it, but especially with TikTok.
Yeah.
Maybe not Instagram, because the algorithm would be like, why is she posting 10 times a day?
Yeah, but they'd be like, no. Bye.
On TikTok, the more I've been noticed, the more I post, the more people are going to see it because your video is going to be on their feed more.
Yeah.
You're posting more.
It's like, it's just the algorithm as well, I think. Yeah. Because I think also, people get so disheartened when it comes to TikTok because they'll put so much time and effort into one video and post once a week, and then it's not doing well, even though it's such a good video. But then, like, people who are posting every single day are getting so many more followers and stuff, because the more your face comes up on someone's page, the more they're like, oh, may as well follow her.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that. Someone was like, so you think just post shit? I'm like, no, post what you want to post. But like,
people take back,
don't overthink it.
Like, someone was like, so you think I should just like not put any thought into what I post? And I was like, it's not, I'm not saying like post really, really bad videos.
They'll take your words twisted to anything, won't they?
Like,
but I get like that with TikTok. I'll overthink the fuck out of a video. I didn't talk on TikTok for the longest time. I still don't really, like, and I'd never just open the app and press go. Are you crazy?
They're that's the ones that do well for some reason.
It's like TikTok's like, how long does she take doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too long.
Like, if you have six drafts, I'll overthink the shit out of it. I'll put it on 12 different apps before it actually goes on TikTok, and I'll like pick a perfect song, and I'll then just brutal, and I'm going, do you know what, I'm sacking this in. I'm not
I quit.
I just post random shit. Like,
I need that in my life.
Probably until I don't. Do you know what I mean? Like, it'll be something terrible and everyone's like,
No.
People get offended with that.
Oh my God. Like, don't talk to me.
Everything. Do you feel like you do like have to monitor if you put something up? Do you think about it too much, or are you just like, it's gone, it's up?
No, I mean, I used to be the really annoying girl in school who posts like 20 million times on a private story a day.
Okay.
Now I just like don't ever use my private story because I just use Snapchat instead. Yeah. But I think like people will find an issue obviously with anything you say, but if you don't have opinions that are actually like really terrible opinions, then people aren't really going to find an issue. If you're not like a horrible person, and I'm not saying, oh, I'm not an angel on earth, like,
no,
never want people to think that, but like, I'm not like homophobic or racist or anything, so I'm not afraid of posting something that people are going to be like, she's actually a dick.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
For like, your opinions aren't for really bad things.
Yeah.
They're for like,
and I don't post anything crazy anyway. I don't really post anything.
You're not setting out to like piss people off.
No, I don't, like, I couldn't do people who are like obviously shock value and stuff.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
No.
Because I like, they get so much hate and I just be like, oh,
I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yeah, people are crazy.
Because people are, you're going to get hate no matter what you post.
Yeah,
but
true.
If I was getting every single comment being hate comments, I would just not do it.
How do they, there's an American girl actually, and she comes up for me all the time. And I think it is just like she's just only posts shock value videos. Mm. And it's like her in the car, but like she just does be absolutely ripping into people and just.
Oh, what is it? HRH collection?
I don't know. Is she not? Does she have the jewelry brand or something?
I don't know. There's some brunette girl and she's just always.
Maybe yeah. it is
human and yeah. angry and just giving out all the time.
When you said shock factor, I thought it was like people doing like clickbait stuff at the start of the video.
Well, that as well, kind of thing.
Yeah. What advice would you give to someone starting now social media? Would you just literally say, like you said,
yeah,
do it. Quantity over
quality. My main thing is also if you don't do it, someone else is going to, they'll do a worse job and they'll be more successful.
Okay.
And
that, like yeah.
that's annoying. Do you know what I mean? There's always yeah. someone who's going to do something worse than you and be more successful at it, so you may as well just make it. You know what I mean? Like, you literally only have one life, and like, it's so crazy when I think about that. Like, why are you so worried about what people are going to think about you posting a video on the internet?
Because you can literally die tomorrow.
Do you know what I mean? Like, once upon a time, Alex Earle had no followers, Emma Chamberlain, like, yeah. you two had no followers, I had no followers. What, like, people do just start with absolutely zero, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
literally,
you don't just wake up with followers one day.
You don't wake up and be handed an account with 10 million followers. Like, that's not.
That would happen. Be lovely.
Oh, everyone has like that awkward stage where it's like,
yeah,
you're like in between.
You're
and
trying.
You have to just get over the hump. It's yeah. like a big like yeah. block.
And no matter what you do in life, people are gonna make fun of you. So you may as well give them something to make fun of instead of people like, you know.
I love just, that.
I'm just like, no one actually cares. And it's always the people who are making fun of you that come back to you afterwards and be like, so how did you get into it?
Yeah.
Always. I mean,
so you may as well.
Every single time.
Have you or like, had well done. Ever like from the past kind of come back to you now that they see you kind of
yeah
popping off? Ooh.
But I think like it's not, I wouldn't like hold it against someone, because I think loads of it is people, if people said something when they're like 16 or 17, I'm always like, I said stuff when I was 16 or 17 that I definitely didn't mean.
Yeah.
And like I definitely would have bitched about like influencers or whatever because I was jealous.
Okay.
And like, I've seen you say that in a video. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
I can look back and be like, that is so crazy that I was just like so jealous of her and that mm-hmm. she could do that and not care what people thought, because I obviously cared so much what people think. Mm. And then there's always people being like, if someone comes to me and they're like, oh, you've done so well for yourself, like, how did you get into it? I'm like, so obviously anything you said back then was just because
you
didn't, you wanted to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I always think as well, like sometimes they don't even necessarily want to do that, but it could be stepping out in any sense of the word, yeah. like a business, like any sense. But if they
might
see
not
someone,
be social media.
If they see someone who can do step out and do anything, they're like,
fuck you.
Yeah.
It's so easily done though.
Yeah.
So easy done to just be like, they annoy me and I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, you do know why. Yeah. Really yeah. down.
It's jealousy.
Do you get much like online hate and stuff, or has it like.
I'm actually, touch wood. I've been pretty lucky. Like, to be fair, I think I will back myself. You know, if someone's giving me hate, like, I've never set myself up on the internet to be like real, like, peaches and cream, like really, really sweetheart. So I think people don't think I'm just going to sit and take it. Maybe.
That's good.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know, because also so many strong, independent women also get so much hate. So it's not to say that like they would sit and take it, but
yeah,
I don't know. And I also think like my audience is predominantly women. And so if anyone does give me hate, they are in there like vultures.
Oh, to back you up.
Back
I love
up.
That. Isn't that it's so nice?
Really,
so
it's really lovely.
Yeah.
Or like if I reply back, like a cheeky reply or something, then it's always like my comment gets way more like.
Yeah.
I'm like, that. Yes, girl.
Get
it. I love that.
Would you ever see like, even like hours or days later, they're still fighting with people in the comments?
Yeah.
So there'll be like 150 replies and I'm like,
literally,
God, I didn't do it.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't, and I get lost because, you know, sometimes the name
they don't reply properly.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, they do.
A lot of people follow you for your style. When did fashion first start to become like such a big part in your life?
Were you ever a boring fashion girl? Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, I had my fast fashion phase.
Did you?
When I first started posting on TikTok, I was posting like Shein hauls.
Okay.
And like, I just would never do that now. And like, I just would never shop on Shein or anything now. But it's, you know, everyone, especially coming from Ireland, we all have really similar styles at some point in our lives.
Yeah.
You know? It's like the...
Especially when we were younger, when we all gone around like clones of each other.
Copy paste.
Like the leggings, the Gaeltacht hoodie. Like it was just all the exact same, but... Mm-hmm. My mom, she's so stylish. Like, I would say, like, my mom's one of the only moms that I know that, like, I would never question her buying me anything because I know she's going to get it right. Do you know what I mean? Like, she never buys me anything that I'm like, God, I wouldn't wear that. Like, she just knows.
Oh, my God.
Would you ever let your mom buy you anything?
I love your mom, but no.
Yeah. Love my mom too, but probably
but
not.
No, that's such a flex.
I always wanted to fit, like, I was always like, can't wait to like, rob and fit into my mom's clothes. My mom is this big. I don't fit into any of her clothes whatsoever.
The jeans are, like, short.
Yeah. Honest to God. When I came to, like, Liverpool, though, because,
like in Ireland, I was so nervous. I would not have stepped outside the box with anything. And like, not even, I don't dress crazy or anything like whatsoever, but people have a lot to say. And I think I just...
Is your town, was it quite small in...
Small town vibes. Yeah. And everyone just dresses the same. And like, if you don't... Not that people are dickheads or anything. Like, people weren't shouting at me in the street or anything. Yeah, but you always, you can tell people being like...
Of course.
She thinks she is.
A little side eye kind of thing.
A little side eye. So whenever I moved, I was like, wait. I was like, I can wear whatever I want. Yeah. No one told me this. Literally wear whatever I want.
It feels so new.
It's like when you go on holiday, something like stuff that people look at you in Dublin, in New York, or in London, like all these big cities, you blend in.
Oh, yeah.
People you think you're wearing something out there. It's not. No. It's actually really regular for them.
You just think there's so many people out there. There's someone who's going to be more crazy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Especially in big cities. Liverpool's the smallest city in the whole world. And I love it so much.
Yeah.
But like moving to Manchester and being in London all the time and stuff, you just do realise like no one cares what you're wearing. Like what you're wearing is the least of anyone else's problems. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone's worrying about themselves.
I feel like you always, would you like sit at home and just not dress? I feel like you're always like cool. Are you ever not?
No, I just don't post when I'm not. No. No, I mean, like, if I'm not doing anything, I wouldn't be sat in jeans in my bed. Like,
oh, yeah, of course. I'm wearing. What about your jewelry? So. Would you be wearing it?
I would always wear my Ireland necklace. I don't charm my jewelry or anything, but yeah. I would, like, if I'm getting ready for the day, I'd have my big hopes. Oh my God, I took out my Claddagh earrings on the plane and I didn't put them back in.
Well, you have clad ones in, don't you?
Are these clad ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Small little ones.
He's making up for it.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Love
it. I got my tattoos, so it's fine. Love. No, yeah, I wouldn't like. I'm not dressing up just to chill, but I do. I love any excuse just to like put on a fun outfit.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So cool. And your tattoos.
Oh, thank you.
Are they meaning or you just got them because you like them?
I mean, I got this one.
A seahorse.
Yeah, it's a seahorse.
Oh,
and it's so fun. I love this one. My dad's side of the family would sail, and my mum's side ride horses. And then my dad got it first, like the sea and the horse.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
I love it. Most of them do have meaning. Like, I mean, I've got a star and a wee record player. There's no real reason for that. And then I've got a tramp stamp. So
I love the tramp stamp.
Red butterfly. It's so fun.
It reminds me of the girl in Cheaper by the Dozen, isn't there, girl?
And Ted Mosby too.
I just love it.
I Met Your Mother.
Oh, fuck yeah. Does he have a tramp stamp?
He's got a butterfly tramp stamp.
Stop it. And yours is red?
Yeah.
Love.
It's so nice. Fun. I got it on like a girl's holiday when I was 18. And everyone was like, you're going to hate that. And I was like, no, yeah, I'm never.
Yeah.
I
don't even really see it. It's such an easy place to cover. Who's really going to see? Like, if you want to. Like,
It's really not that deep either. Like,
I'm getting one two removed right now.
See, I was going to get, I have a little, it's my mom's favorite floor, no offense mom, but like, I got it done because I was like, I just really want another tattoo. It was after I'd had like one or two, and then I hated it, and then I got the red around it to try and like make it look nicer, and it looks like I've taken like a Bic pen and scribbled on my
arm. I like the red.
I like it.
I've been getting more. I have my wee Claddagh and stuff, and I have like some in the back of my arm, so I'm like, trying to like
fill it out.
Was I showing you an Irish one I wanted you today? What was it?
Was it words?
Was it a stamp? Like the Irish stamp.
I love that. Like,
With the little
Then I think she had a harp as well. And one of them, I was like, I want to get, I'm feeling really like this year is going to be very patriotic.
I think everyone's getting very patriotic.
Yeah, I love it. It's amazing.
I love it.
Brilliant, isn't it?
I don't understand people being like, oh, like, you know, everyone's just hopping on the trend. Why would you not want Irish culture to be trending?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's so amazing.
It's so cool. We're such a tiny little country. And where we're from affects so much of the world.
Yeah.
We were talking about first, like St. Patrick's Day. Think of how much of the world celebrates that.
It's insane. I got an email though from a brand. It was like, for clothes, it was like St. Patty's Day outfits.
P-A-T-T-Y?
Paddy's.
Patty.
Like, I was like, no.
This is what I don't get.
Patty and Selma.
You can't just take our holiday and change it.
Yeah.
Like, no. But that's what I don't understand about brands. Obviously, it's so amazing for brands to want to work with you and stuff. And like, any brand that would message me, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so surreal and stuff. Like, obviously. But if someone sent a professional email and they don't fact check,
This was because I bought from the site. You know the promo emails you get.
It wasn't for an ad, but
there's that. They send the wrong name. Well. And they're like,
people get my name wrong every time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, and they're like, oh, we're such huge fans, Mia. And I'm like,
how you know?
That's not even my name.
Yeah. So. Would you be quite like selective in like brands that you work with? Things?
Yeah, big time. Yeah. Super selective. Yeah. I just think because it's so obvious when you're watching someone that you're like, they would never spend their money there.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they would never actually do that. So why would I trust them?
You can see right through people sometimes.
I think people have gotten smarter as well, consumers, because back in, like, when you think of YouTube ads back in the day and YouTubers are like, they would never...
No.
They're like,
this face. But even the stuff like you would have done years ago, like, I remember doing, like, Snapchat takeovers on like brands. Snapchat.
Oh my god, I've done that.
That was such a thing.
Yeah,
I wasn't in.
And you'd be logging in like, what's some of these brands? And you're just like, what am I doing? Like, I feel.
I think as well when you start like being paid for something online feels like the craziest thing ever.
Yeah, daylight robbery.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like, maybe I should do this, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was always selective. Remember, like, my first ever paid ad was an app, and it was basically like Be Real, but it was like a off-brand version of like, Be Real. Oh, wow. And I was like, I got paid 150 quid to do it, and I was like, this is insane. Like, I can't believe people make their money from this.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
And it was like something that I would never post now. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
I was like, but like all the followers are like, oh my god, an ad.
And it's really hard, especially at the start. Like, when something comes in and you want to get paid for it, like, maybe it's not necessarily something you'd immediately reach for, but like, you're so excited for it. Like, but now it definitely is about being more selective. And what about like events and things?
I never go to events,
you know. Yeah,
like, I'm terrible.
I just get so scared.
So do I. I've gotten worse as the years have gone on. When I started this years ago, I would have gone to the opening of a fucking envelope, would have gone to everything, would have been grand going on my own. The older I get, I feel like I'm going into like, is it called regression or something?
Yeah,
I swear, I hate people.
Think if you're doing social media, you have to be so extroverted, and I am a really extroverted person, like face to face, but like. Other people who are on social media and stuff, I just get so nervous. Like, people come up to me and stuff, I get
I'm extroverted after a bottle of Prosecco. No bother. Absolutely no problem.
I'd be interviewing Robert Pattinson in the right
Other than that, then, I'm like, Charlene's like my comfort blanket going somewhere. And sit beside me. No. Yeah. Well, sitting across from me at an event the other day. And she took a video of me and I was like,
and she's like, yeah, it's tough.
Human. Yeah.
Because I don't know anyone either. Like,
it's so weird.
Talkers or anything. So, like, when I go, I'm on my own.
Of course.
It's so scary.
Well, I feel like it's a really unnatural thing that like not a lot of people really talk about, that like just because you're all kind of in the same industry
doesn't mean you're
all going to naturally get along. It's just
yeah, that's true.
You put 40 girls in a room, you're bound to not like one of them. Not gel.
Yeah.
Well,
and then there is some people that you meet in, along the way, and you're like, you're not a real person.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like some of them is AI?
Fake.
But like, I find it so weird. Like,
actual AI.
Yeah, like Lil Miquela. I find it so weird, like, because I've started trying to post on YouTube. So I'm like, I'm trying to stay consistent. So I'm trying to like video and stuff. I just get, whenever I go to anything, I mean, I never go to events. I think I've been to two in my life. I went to movie premiere the other week. I was so brave in London.
Aww.
And everyone like had their...
London especially, big one there.
I was this close to Robert Pattinson, Toni Collette, Naomi Aki. They were all just stood in front of me. Like, oh, it was actually the craziest experience of my whole life.
Did you get photos or were you just like, no?
Yeah. No, not with him.
You did.
Are you crazy? But like everyone, obviously this is their jobs. So like, I wouldn't put it past anyone, but like they've got these big camera bags and they come and they bring out like a huge tripod and they set it down smack bang in the middle of the premiere and just walking around filming their TikToks. And like, respect the grind, but I could never do that.
I
would die.
Some of it is mad that you see.
It is.
You're like, what?
Like,
it's kind of dystopian sometimes.
I wish I could wake
up. But I love it.
That confidence.
God, but it's also, it's confidence sometimes. Sometimes it's like, you're actually
arrogant.
Yeah. Like,
you
know what I mean?
There's a fine line.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, but no one can walk past. And you're actually taking up a whole room of space.
Yeah. And they do that and then they leave too. Do you know, like, the amount of people that just went and then didn't even watch the movie. I was like, this movie's not even out yet. Why would you not watch it?
Then
the carpet and
they come out and they're like, I love that film so much.
Yeah, posted on the TikTok being like, best movie ever. And I was like, you weren't even there.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's crazy.
That is.
It's so fun having like a wee bit of inside gossip.
Sometimes I feel like it's the men a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. Well,
being like, fuck that, I'm not that whole thing.
Obviously, it's fucking.
Yeah.
Watch it all.
Speaking, we were talking about Claddagh. I loved your TikTok of when you turned the Claddagh around. You were like, what did you say? You're like, I'm gonna turn this around when I go to your break.
Yeah.
And then
I thought like,
that was so fun.
It was like, so
I remember I posted it and like my best mate's in the background and I was like, oh, if we ever break up, I'm gonna turn this around. And she was like, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how I'm gonna announce it. And then whenever I posted the actual video, everyone was like, they thought that she was my ex-girlfriend. And so they were like, that's so rude of your ex, like being like, yeah, you should.
Yeah,
like,
you
she
should.
Was planning to break up.
Yeah, planning.
I was
it,
like, no, that's not my ex.
Oh my
like,
God.
I had to like explain it in all the comments. That was so fun though. And then I did it again when I met my boyfriend. I like switched it
and
back
put it back on.
So awesome.
Oh. And would you find when you enter your breakup, did you find that a lot with people being like invested in wanting to know, like, was that?
Were they very like, inquisitive? Like,
yeah, and like, can't blame people for being curious, because I, if I see anyone break up, I'm like, I need to know when and
why. We always say that.
So like, obviously,
there needs to be a new rule that you have to like tell us all the details, post it on your story or something.
Yeah, 100%.
Just so we all
like,
know.
I kept saying to people, I was like, there is literally no drama, and I was like, I would tell you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I was like, I'm not even trying to be. I'm not protecting anyone. Like, there just was nothing. And he never like. I was so surprised how much people cared, because he would barely ever even be in my TikToks.
Right.
Before I started posting, he wasn't in social media. I didn't even have like Instagram or anything. Like, it really wasn't a public relationship.
Even it wasn't like an online relationship thing.
Not at all. Yeah. And so I was so shocked.
How long were you together?
Like a year and a half.
Okay. So now the less you show, the more people are like...
Yeah, they're like, because what's really going on?
Yeah.
So people were like, obviously there was something behind the scenes. And people would like be in my comments being like, is she obviously cheated on him? Or like, I heard he cheated on her.
They literally make
it. And it's crazy. Yeah.
They run with their own narrative, and sometimes it's funny to just let them be like,
yeah, I was like, yeah, sure, that happened. Yeah. Yeah. People being like, well, I saw her boyfriend on Hinge. And I was like, he's not my boyfriend. He can do what he wants.
Oh,
like,
my,
do you know what I mean?
God.
People just try and get a rise out of
it. I hate that.
And I fall for it.
Even though things can end good, it's like, you still don't want to know. It's not great.
Yeah.
Like, it's none of my business.
No.
Yeah, I don't exactly care what he's up to.
It's not natural, I don't think, to know about your ex's life and what's going on.
Yeah, I just kept being like, there's literally no drama. I'm not trying to protect anyone here. There's just nothing. Like,
that's nice about him.
Yeah, no, he was a gent. Like,
And you're now in love with someone?
I'm in love. Thank God we can talk about this.
Yeah. And is he Irish, English, is he?
No, he's from
English, isn't he? Yeah.
Sorry. No, he's from... I couldn't do the Irish voice anymore.
Would you not?
I couldn't.
Who else said that to us recently?
Oh.
Beth.
Her perfect.
I think it's too. Yeah.
Sick of Ireland. Yeah, she got brought to doing donuts in a car when she was like,
I
do you know what?
I listened to that episode the other day. Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, for that's just their go-to, though. Like, whenever you ask like anyone in England about spins, they're like, what are spins? And I'm like,
oh, to go on a spin?
Yeah, like, dream. I went spins with them. That was like my first 17 dates.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
So how awkward they be. You'd just be in the car with someone.
Just spinning around.
You'd be like slowly unbuckling your seatbelts, waiting for them to come. That's all you do. Didn't get along with any of them because they all were the worst ever.
Oh.
No, yeah, he's English. He's great. He's so amazing.
You've had like an invisible string.
It's actually, I mean, I love to say this about everyone because I'm like, everything's connected all the time anyway. But like, it's such a funny story because we met through a friend, and I've been friends with his best mate for years. Like, I was on psychology with him, so we've been friends for like 3 or 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And the four of us, like him, his best mate, and then me and my best mate's off, would all like do stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
But it was because me and the other fellow were friends.
Yeah.
Right.
And I remember, like, this is, people are gonna be like, oh, that's so weird and all, like, probably, but like, I've got with his best mate, and he asked Saf on a date, really. Like,
okay, so your boyfriend now asked your best friend on a date?
My best friend, who I live with for 5 years. So I started to fight about that last night.
Yeah, yeah,
obviously, yeah.
You can bring that up anytime, you're allowed.
Yeah, but every time I do, he goes, you kiss my best friend. And
I'm touche.
But it's so funny because I was always like, whenever, like, Saf didn't want to go because she was like not interested in him.
Yeah,
thank God. And I was like, why would you not be interested in him? I was like, he's so fit, he's so funny, like, such good crack and all. I was like, you're so crazy. And
yeah,
she was like, he's like, okay. And then I remember, like, after we'd moved into our current flat, this is in maybe like August, so we only started going out in October. And in like August, we were talking about that. And I was like, I still don't get why you wouldn't have gone out with Mikey. And she was like, he's just more your type. Like, he's not my type. Like, he's more your type and all. And I was like, so true. I was like, noted, he's mine now.
Yeah.
So,
and then how did you start, like, actually, like, yous becoming a thing?
Yeah, well, I was going down to London. This is another funny story because the last time we saw each other before he moved from Liverpool back to London was maybe like 2023 June. So I had just started posting on TikTok, and I remember I was like, oh, I'll not see you maybe ever again. Like, it was good knowing you kind of thing. And he was like, no, we'll see each other at a TikTok event. And I was like, why would we see each other at a TikTok event? I think I had like 20,000 at the time, but I was like not thinking that I was going to do anything with it, really.
Yeah.
Wow. And he didn't repost on TikTok either. And it was, I was like, oh yeah, maybe, haha. And then
you just think like good old,
I never thought anything of it.
Yeah.
And then when I was going down to London in October was for a TikTok thing. And I was like, text my friend being like, hey, I'm going to be in London this day. And he was like, sure, just come to ours, stay the night. and we'll all go out. And I was like, oh, happy days. Because I would never have texted Mikey, like, because we weren't friends like that. We were just like acquaintances. So I text my other mate, and then I like went to drop my bag off before we went and met them. And then it was just us in the flat for like an hour. And we were just chatting and falling in love.
That's so cute.
And then it was just so lovely. I don't know. And we were both like talking about how we were so like over it. And I was like, I'm deleting all my apps. Like, and we were talking about how we would never, ever do any sort of distance. I was like, I've never go out with someone in London. I'd never go out with someone in Ireland. Like, you know, I need someone in my pocket.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, Jenna, like, that's so far.
And then you're doing mini long. Well, it's long distance too.
It's like medium, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, but neither of us have any patience, so it's not really any distance at all. We see each other like everywhere.
That's nice though.
I know, and we're so new. So like, it's all just like, it's literally so incredible. And
it's
amazing.
So cool.
Like, oh.
Has he met your family and everything?
No, he hasn't met my family yet. He hasn't been to Ireland because he's working full time and stuff.
Okay.
Home, yeah. But I've met his a few times.
Nice summer trip to Ireland.
Yeah. I was like, you come home for Easter. And then I was like, I don't know if Easter Sunday is maybe the best person. You know.
Oh, it's a bit somber Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Not even that. But like, if he's just, I feel like he might stick out like a sore thumb for in Carlingford or something. And then he's the only English person in the whole.
True. Maybe a different Yeah.
I'm just protecting him.
Is he from London? Yeah.
He's from London.
And he posts. So did he only start posting on TikTok then? Not that long ago.
He's 4 years. He kind of has posted here and there for a few years, and then, but like was never, and then he works in social media. So he started posting more because he works for like, he would be like social media manager of like different brands kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
So he would like post his own stuff along with that. But then obviously he was just like, I started posting fit checks with them and all, and immediately people found his. Like, I posted a video on our like first date, which I'm so private. People never think that I'm telling the truth when I say this, but I'm so private about my actual private life. Do you know what I mean? So is every person online, and no one ever believes any of us. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you tell what you want to
But I posted a video of him on like our second date and was like, never going on Hinge again. Like, we never, no Hinge involved whatsoever. But like, it was just funny. And it was him like doing a run up to go bowling. And his face was barely in it. I didn't tag him. There was nothing. He was never mentioned anywhere. And after 5 minutes, the search was his full name.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
How did
his full government name?
If people saw you out.
But then how did they find his name then, actually?
It also, like, I remember I was seeing someone in the summer, and like, we had been on like maybe 3 dates. I didn't have him on any social media. I didn't have an Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, anything.
So they couldn't
His phone number. Only had his phone number. Didn't follow him. Yeah, couldn't check my followers, whatever. And I never, ever mentioned him online. Not even being like, I went on a date today. Like, it was literally so private. And someone commented on my live his name.
See, that freaks me out.
And he was Australian, so he doesn't even have, and he didn't like, it wasn't, we had no mutual friends, like he didn't
probably
live in the area. It actually probably was.
That is freaking out about it.
So weird.
That is crazy.
There's no privacy.
I hate when that little search bar thing comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that mean that that's what people are searching on TikTok?
That's like the most popular.
Does that mean they're searching after they've just watched the video? Is that
fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Mine's always bullshit. It's always bullshit.
If I look at mine, I get annoyed. I have to scroll off it.
Mine's Ifo Fala Clara so often.
Is it?
Yeah. Nice.
Good one.
Yeah.
Mine's very much a mix of men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what mine's be. Mine doesn't really come up that much.
Mine does. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it could just be one person searching, I always think.
I know. And if no one else is really searching.
You have to be delusional sometimes on Instagram. I'm just like, Or by some video shares, I'm like, they're obviously all saying really nice.
They're obviously. Yeah,
they're like, I love your outfit. Gorgeous.
But if not, you'd actually, you burn yourself into a hole.
I saw a video of a girl the other day, and she was saying that her friend or something, someone had just started social media, and she was like giving advice or something, and she was like, I'm going to give you the cold honest truth, like any shares on your TikTok
are probably bad.
They're bad. They're people slagging you. And I was like, why would you say that?
Why would you say that? Yeah, I think just also because they'd be like, it's good.
When you think of like, I share stuff all the time that I'm not bitching people.
Same.
I'm like, this one's so funny. Or I love
that
how I fit. Like,
happened something. Yeah.
I think that's a really bad take.
Yeah, isn't it? It's just me.
She's like, it's all bad. So you just need to get your head around it at the beginning, because then, like, in the future, when there's more shares, it won't hurt you as bad.
That's fucking terrible advice.
I was like, whatever helps you sleep at night. But I wouldn't want to think of that.
Oh, no.
That wouldn't help me.
I'd be sobbing crying.
That would put me into great depression.
No, I'd be sobbing.
But have you noticed the difference, obviously, with Mikey being English and Irish boys? You were saying you're sick of Irish ones, but like,
sick of Irish.
I mean, like, I don't know. I was seeing an English guy one time. But like short term. So not like boyfriend. So boyfriend wives, is it like different?
I mean, I have lived in England for 5 years now.
True.
So like my ex was English. Yeah. And like most of the fellas I'd been seeing were English. So I wouldn't even say, I mean, I wouldn't put it past any fella to be a dickhead. Like it's not, you know, it's not Irish boy exclusive. Mm. But definitely, like it depends how you were raised really.
Is the crack different?
He's way more crack.
Really?
Than any Irish boy I've seen. No, not than Irish boys in general. Because obviously Irish people have better crack than anyone. I'm not saying Irish people are better.
Obviously we do.
But he is hilarious.
Oh, that's so good.
Like he is so, so funny. Like no one... I kind of... Like I would have thought just boys in general... aren't that funny usually, like
bring the funny
I would have always put girls and boys in a separate category that I'd be like my girls make me laugh so much and I was like a boy will never make me laugh that much do you know the crack you have with your girls is going to be different to any relationship but he makes me laugh so much and he thinks I'm hilarious.
Oh brilliant.
So
I love that
win-win.
Why is that the biggest compliment ever if someone finds you funny?
Like he'd be like whenever he describes me he's like she's so funny and I'm like
you're like
he thinks I'm funny.
Yeah.
I mean he's got plans to move in together, do you think, soon?
Oh god, we only met.
True. Yeah.
No,
true.
I'd move in with him tomorrow.
Would you?
Like I'm not even
I thought you said you were. I was like
no god, I wish. But I'm so, like, God, if we break up, I'm never going to watch this episode ever. But we're never allowed to break up. But I don't know, like, I never would have seen myself with someone long term. Like, any boyfriend I've been with in the past, I mean, I've only had, like, one proper relationship, but I would have always been like, we're going to break up. Like, we're not going to get married. I don't really see myself getting married. I don't want kids, like, any of that stuff and all. And I never really would have, like, strong feelings for anyone. I just was like, I just not that focused on boys. Like, I don't know. Like, I just have so much love in my life that I wasn't that worried about. Like,
they were just like, they were just like a little addition.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, grand. I would never buy with someone who didn't make me happy or anything. But,
yeah, of course.
But, like, Maggie is so wonderful. And, like, it's just so fun. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's also, I feel like so silly. Everyone's always like, you only just met. And I'm like, oh, we've known each other for years. Like, we have known each other for years. And I always thought he was so, so funny and all. And I'm just like, this is so crazy. If you had told me like 2 years ago, I would have been like, I would have been buzzing.
Yeah. So nice that you knew. It's like you, because you knew.
I knew Graham years ago when I was a teenager and he hated me. And he'll admittedly say that he just hated
Why?
Me. He hated girls where I was from. He thought we were all just stuck up ourselves. And I was like, fair enough, even though you never ever said hello to me.
But really?
Yeah, we knew each other years ago and didn't get along and then got together last year.
It's so funny.
It's mad.
Like, it is so weird when you look back and you're like, that's the same person.
Yeah, we went through a phase of always saying, who would have thought? We are like, we could be fucking doing a food shop or like just out doing anything. Yeah, we both just kind of look at each other like, come on, who would
genuinely
have?
I'm always like, so did you always think I was pretty? I'm like, when did you realize that you love me?
What did you think when you first saw
me? Yeah. So ridiculous.
Shana said it to me before. He's like, who would have thought? Me from Ballymun and you from Temple Oak. I was like, I don't know. I literally,
what does that even
mean? We live 20 minutes down the road. Like, he's acting
long
like he's
in our
back.
As if it's two different ends of the country.
If he's from fucking
Ireland. That's how it feels in Ireland, though. Like, long distance would have been like, I'm out of Belfast. And I'd be like, no way, I'm doing that. Like, not a chance.
How far away is that?
Like driving maybe an hour. Like it's,
it is kind of,
I don't know.
Like it's
still,
especially when you're like 16, you don't drive.
I know.
And you have to get like a public transport buses. In Ireland.
Yeah. It's more of the fact as well, you can't just jump in your car and be like, right, we're there in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No, that's so handy to be able to do. No.
Yeah, true.
I mean, like I can't do that at all now. Like 2 hours on the train at the minimum.
But you do it for love, it's fine.
It's so worth it.
Like, I like the train too, because you can just chill on the train.
Yeah. Nice. And like, I feel like a proper social media person, I like edit on the train sometimes.
Oh, love.
Yeah.
And you know you're about to see him as well.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's just my weekend so much better whenever I know that we got plans.
So do you see him every weekend?
No, not every weekend. We also also I really actually enjoy away like the medium distance and stuff because I'm so independent and I love my own time and I wouldn't want to like, be filling all my time with the fella and then not be hanging out with my friends or anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, I really like that we have completely separate lives and then we just get to like
find them.
Yeah. It's so good.
Mix of both.
Yeah.
I need it.
It's so good in between. But if he was going to move to Manchester tomorrow,
I would be thrilled.
You can live in my room.
In my book.
You speak a lot online about like therapy and you've also said that you suffered before from an eating disorder. What has something you've learned in therapy been? Is that like how you've become so wise as well as psychology.
Eyes old oil.
I'm like, I just watched your playlist of advice. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I watch it too sometimes.
I'm so like, yeah, for yourself.
God, I need that.
I need it so again.
Like, I'm by no means like actually, you know, I always go like, I'm so wise. But like, obviously I'm taking the test. Like, I don't really
know.
I think, I mean, I would say everyone should do therapy. Like, especially living in the UK and Ireland. Like, it is. So we are so lucky that it's so accessible. Mm-hmm. And obviously the NHS, like with therapy and stuff, can be a nightmare. But like compared to other countries where you're paying hundreds and hundreds of pounds a session, like it's a lot more accessible than other places. And like so many unis and stuff have like free therapists and all, which is class. But I think just like getting to know yourself is so, like therapy is so good for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think with psychology, one of the most important, and I'm actually broken record with this, but the most important thing I ever learned about like getting out of an eating disorder and stuff is that your brain doesn't really know when you're taking the piss. Like, so if you're constantly telling self-deprecating jokes, you will start to believe it. And obviously there's scientific terms for this. I'm not going into it, but like the more you go, like I'm a fat whale, or like I'm the ugliest girl in all the land, like you do start to believe that.
Your brain will actually start
believing. And it starts that becomes your truth.
Wow.
You know, same people say about like manifesting and stuff and the law of attraction and positive affirmations, it's the exact same thing. So if you're sitting going like, I am literally the most beautiful girl that's ever walked this earth, even as a joke, the more you say it, the more you believe it.
Like, so you can do both scales of it, like you can do your positive affirmations and manifestation and all good stuff, but you can also do the other way.
The other way, by accident too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like, the thing is, you're never, as long as you will live, you will never have another body or another face.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so why, and it's so much easier said than done, but now that I'm at the other end of it, I look back and I'm like, why would I even waste my time being like, well, I wish I looked like this, I wish I looked like this. Like, at the end of the day, I'm 5'4", I'm not going to have Kendall Jenner's legs. And that's actually okay.
Yeah.
And like, we all look different, but that's so good. Yeah. Why would you want to look like everyone else? I say that as a white blonde girl. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I do look like a lot of people. But like, you all look different and that's a good thing. I don't think you should
want.
That's why everyone goes on the comparisons to the Thief of Joy.
I love
that. I didn't realize that, what, like, not that long ago, it was like, some people's bodies you actually can't, genetically will never be able to look like. You can't, like, Kendall Jenner's body will never be mine.
No.
Yeah. Literally 6'4". The way she's structured, like, that's just not going to be me ever. So, like, once you know that, I think you're just like...
And, like, your uniqueness is what makes you you. So, like, why would you... You know, this is your home. Like, you actually live in your body. And all the cringe stuff that people say is the stuff that works.
Yeah.
Like, you have to live in this body. And if you have your health and stuff, and I know it's so easy to say, but, like, if you do have your health and a working pair of legs and... you know, you're able to do stuff day to day and you're able to eat and choose not to eat as opposed to not being able to afford to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
When you put it in perspective, like,
like, perspective is everything. And I know it's so easy to be like, oh, just be grateful. But like, working on gratitude is, for me, the most important thing ever. Because now I look back and I'm like, I've been so lucky and have such a wonderful life and such wonderful people around me. Like, you're the company you keep. If you have really lovely friends, the odds are you're probably quite lovely yourself.
Yeah.
You know, nobody who's an arsehole has really great, like, amazing support systems around.
No.
You know what I mean?
They probably have, like, no friends.
Yeah.
They're going great.
You know.
What age would have been when you started having an eating disorder? Were you in school?
I did gymnastics for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So,
I think that played a part, didn't it?
Yeah, big time.
Did it?
Like, and I loved gymnastics, and I know that, like, it is literally just the culture of it, and there was no harm done.
Mm.
But, like, whenever, or no harm meant. There was harm done. But like, whenever I started, like, I remember one of my teachers was like, I was 7 or 8. My mom had brought me in just for like the audition. And one of my teachers was like, yeah, we'll have her, like, because she'll look lovely in a leotard because she's nice and skinny. And I was like, and that is, you know, it's those things.
And your brain is forming at that age. So you're soaking that all
And like,
up.
She'd never think that again. And I think it's always the way, like, you have, you know, everyone who struggled with their weight and stuff has a list of things that people have said to them that then never leaves their brain. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone, and women especially, like, we all have stuff that people, like, boys and stuff, don't realize the impact of what they're saying.
Years.
But, like, and, like, it would be, you know, if someone gained weight, then they would be maybe, like, not on the team next year, or, like, they'd be, it's just, like, it's a harsh reality, especially in a sport like that. Well, I think it's obviously changing now with people like Simone Biles and stuff, and she's a tank, and she's literally the best gymnast in the entire world. So, and she, like, whereas it used to be that you had to be this big and it was so important to be so skinny, and then going to an all-girls school and the internet, and, you know, you're actually just doomed sometimes. But I say, probably when I went to uni and I had all the freedom to, like, do my food shops by myself and stuff, and no one's watching you. Do you know what I mean? Especially in first year, everyone's in their own little bubble and making new friends, and no one knows who you are before you came.
Okay.
So your habits that you form in first year
people wouldn't know if that's like unusual for you. So
yeah, of course.
None of my friends in uni would have recognized anything that I was doing was like out of the ordinary for me.
They might have thought you'd done it your whole life.
Yeah. And it's so easy to hide. And that's why I think people are so lonely as well in first year sometimes. Because like I had really great friends that I'm still friends with now that I met in first year of uni. But it's still like you're still on your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've moved away from your family.
It's a whole new life.
It's a whole new life.
Wow.
I just look back and I feel so sad for myself. Like I'm like, you just really, and then you're the worst version of yourself. It's so hard when you're not treating your body right. It completely reflects in your mental state. And I like, my friends will say to me now, they'll be like, I cannot believe that you are the same person. Like they thought that was just me. You know, when I was so bitchy and so like moody all the time because I was starving.
Hungry, yeah.
Like I was just hungry. Like me hungry now. I'm like, God, I was like that for like 5 years. Like it's actually awful.
And who noticed it in you then? Because obviously new friends you made wouldn't have known. And was it like family that was?
No, because sure, I was like living away. And course, like my family, I don't know. They wouldn't have said anything to me because, you know, everyone's careful about what they're saying and stuff. But like, I remember I went on a girls' holiday after first year and I was just like that holiday, I was so awful. Like I kept having panic attacks if we had to eat breakfast together. Like it's actually so insane because now
so
being out the other end of it, I'm like, I can't, it's so sad. I couldn't enjoy myself. Like because I was like, reality, they're going to see what I'm eating. I'm like, who cares what you're eating?
Yeah.
It's, we go and watch mukbangs now. You know, we want to
see
literally.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, eat more. Quick,
eat more.
Yeah.
And then one of my, I remember I had to leave the restaurant once because I had a panic attack and I like had to walk home and I was like, I just can't be here. And then my friends, like, God love them. They meant so well. And like, it was obviously such a brilliant thing. They like, Pure had an intervention for me.
Did they?
I was like, you have to go.
Do you think that was a good thing that they did that for you?
Oh my God, yeah. Absolutely. Like it was Saf, who I still live with now. She was like kind of the spokesperson because the other girls were like, you're obviously the closest and like you should be the one to say something. And she just was so, she like was so sad that she never had realized either. And I was like, I would never have expected you to. You know, I would never want anyone to relate. But like, because she didn't relate, she didn't recognize the signs and stuff, which like, happy days for her. Like I would never ever hold that against her. But she was like, you have to go to therapy. And I was like, if she's saying this to me, like that would not have been an easy conversation. Birth,
yeah.
I just felt so guilty. I was like, God, she's sitting here worrying about me. And like she's got her own stuff to worry about, you know. Like thank
God.
That's
so nice
that you
had such a good group.
God, I'm so grateful because I wouldn't have done anything about it.
Yeah.
I just would have been like, because it's so easy to think, especially as like growing up, like as women and stuff, everyone's like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to be like, everyone thinks they're fat and everyone hates themselves. And like, I used to be like, nobody likes what they look like. Like, I was like, no one likes what they look like. That's just normal. Like, makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Because like, yes, they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they do.
Yeah.
And people do just eat. Like, I love what I look like now. And I would never think about what I'm eating or anything. And like, it's just so crazy that I wasted so much time. But I suppose that's just all a part of life, isn't it?
Has had any long-term effects, as in like body-wise? Because I know it can affect certain things.
Yeah.
Like hair and stuff.
Your hair's
lovely, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. I stopped dying.
Like, it is.
I mean, like my stomach was really messed up for a long time. Like, because the stuff you do when you have an eating disorder is like obviously just so damaging to your body.
Yeah.
Stuff you're putting into it and like stuff you're not putting into it. And like, it just was so bad, my stomach, for like a good year and a half, even still now. Like it's a wee bit messed up and it's been ages. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I remember, this is so embarrassing, but it's really funny. Like my hair, I remember, this is a whole tangent, just by the way.
Don't be silly.
So I was seeing someone in first year and I was like, oh, this is the love of my life, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. Saw each other for like 2 months. So obviously I knew that. Me saying that, talking about my family. But whenever we ended because he had got a new girl and I was like, oh, this is because she's skinnier than me. That was my immediate thought. I was like, she's skinnier than me. So like, that's the only reason. Like, obviously she's probably just like, he just likes her more.
Yeah.
It's actually not that deep. But we all went out in a night out because he was like friends with someone I lived with. I went out in a night out and they were there, the two of them, like him and his new woman. And I was like, I just got so drunk, obviously, as you do.
Yeah.
And I remember she was like the loveliest girl ever. And I was like, fuck, and she's skinnier than me. and I was just raging. And she said to me, she was like, your hair is so gorgeous. Like, you've got such lovely hair.
Yeah.
And at the time I was like wearing extensions all the time because my hair was so thin because it was falling out. And then I went home for the summer and all of my hair started falling out. And like, it was just because I wasn't eating. And like, you know, that's what happens. You're not feeding your body right. It shows. And I was like, because your brain is so messed up sometimes when you have an eating disorder. And like, I was like, she evil-eyed me. Like, she put the evil eye on me and that's why my hair's falling out.
You were convinced.
And when I tell you, I was convinced, and I convinced Saf, and she was like, you're right, because I was so convincing. I was telling everyone in my life, and I had this wee opal necklace, and then I lost my opal necklace. It was a plastic piece of shit from Etsy. Do you know what I mean? It was like, we were all into the crystals. I was charging it in my bird bath at night.
Literally plastic.
Like literally plastic. Oh, and I lost it, and I was like, so I got evil-eyed, and I lost my opal necklace, and that's my hearse fall now. Like, girl, just eat.
Yeah.
Just have a burger. Your hair will grow back. It'll be grand.
God.
It's so
and
crazy.
And then your road to recovery, is that just through therapy? Like, and you just, they just...
Yeah, I think I just woke up one day and I was like...
Knowing that you had a problem as well.
Yeah. Like learning that that's not normal. Because like so many of the women that I grew up around, like, had their struggles as well, as so many of us do. Especially like in Ireland, no one, it's so not talked about. You know, that kind of thing.
I think you're the only Irish influencer I've seen that's spoken about. Like eating disorders.
Mm-hmm. And it's so prevalent. Yeah. And so common.
Yeah.
Like mental health, such a stigma as well. Obviously it's getting better, thank God. But I don't know. Like it was just therapy, definitely. Because I remember my first ever therapy session, he was like, who's the most important person in your life? And I was like, oh, I don't know, like my mum. Love my mum, my best friends. And he was like, wrong, you.
You.
Oh, like, it has to be you.
Like, shit, wrong answer.
I was like, all right, I'll just go. God, first answer,
I already lost.
God, I suck. I love therapy, though. It actually changed my life. Like, I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah.
And psychology as well. But mm-hmm. so many of the things that I learned in therapy, like, I still think of daily. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because everyone has up and down. Like,
you really are so wise.
Yeah. And I think you sharing it is so important for Irish people to see. Because like that, no one else is talking about it. Like, even little videos you do, like, it makes people think about, even me, like, the little motivational ones you do, like, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, it sticks with people. Like, things you say will stick with people, and it's really, really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, like, I'm so glad never anyone says to me, like, that it's helpful, because I think if I had someone just being so... Because it's such a sensitive topic, and I think people are afraid to talk about anything because it is, and they don't want to offend people and all. Yeah. But sometimes
you're really raw with it, though. Like,
because so many people have dealt with it, and then you meet people who are like, "Yeah, I had one too," whatever, and they're so casual about it. And I'm like, "Why do you not see this online?" And obviously, you do. There are so many brilliant people who do talk about it, but I think, especially with Irish creators, it's important too, because
100%.
Just so many of us are raised that, like, the people around us don't even believe in mental health and mental illness, and like being mentally ill is just so normal.
Yeah,
but it sounds so crazy to even say that.
Yeah,
but it is.
The older generation,
so many like getting a broken bone or like a sickness. Yeah. Like, it's just,
you have to treat your mental health like physical health. You know, a broken leg doesn't heal overnight. So why would your head?
That's so true.
It's crazy.
I think we're like 200 and what episodes in, and we've never touched on eating disorders. I don't think once.
I don't think we have.
200.
If there is some,
sorry, episode 163.
Yeah.
I don't think we have. Like, that's what I mean. With anyone, like,
it's just such a sensitive topic.
Yeah, and it's so
people are afraid to talk about it.
But I think when someone like you've been through it and you're talking about it, it's like people say, "As like, okay, she can talk about it." So when you say things, it probably isn't as if someone like who didn't was to say something.
Yeah, be, that like, makes more obviously that makes sense.
But I remember, so it really helps that you're talking.
Someone
about
was like to me, like, I do get a few comments that people are like, "Well, easy for you to say, you're not fat." I'm like, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Like, your size has nothing to do with whether you have an eating disorder or not. Like, you could be this big or you could be massive, and it's nothing to do with that. Like, oh my God.
And also, in your head, people's heads can tell them that they are.
Body dysmorphia is one of the main reasons people have eating disorders, you know? And then someone was like to me, "Well, it's easy for you to talk about it because you don't have an eating disorder." And I was like, "Yeah, but I
did."
I was like, I couldn't know what talk I'm like this if I had
if you
one.
Didn't exactly
I could never talk, and I wouldn't because, you know, I wouldn't feel qualified to have an opinion on it if I was still struggling with it. Obviously, if you are struggling with it, I think you should talk about it and stuff. But 100%. I think it was just people are ignorant, and I think that's why people don't talk about it, because they do get comments like that. But I have thick skin, you know.
Do you, because you have been through it, can you see like patterns in people? Like, a lot of, like, I see people always say, I can't spot it, but like that a lot of some online coaches and like America and stuff, like, or what they eat in a day is like two raspberries, and like that they actually have disorder.
It's so shocking.
Yeah.
And I always say, this is a controversial one, people hate it, but I say, like, a lot of PTs and like fitness boys, like, they have eating disorders.
Do
because
they?
They're so, and obviously it's not obsessed on me to diagnose being, anyone, but like being that obsessed with what you're eating and your macros and your calories and stuff and tracking your food that much is disordered eating.
Yeah,
and it's not normal. People don't, because if it was a woman doing that, people would call her out for it. But I think, like, this is why I, because I get asked for what I eat in a day sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'll never do that.
Okay.
And I wouldn't put anyone else down for doing it because a lot of people are trained dietitians and stuff. Mm. But I think when you have a platform, people compare themselves to you because that's natural. You know, exactly, I've been through it, I've done it or whatever. And they're thinking, what is she eating today? Because I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat like her.
I do that. I'm going to look like her.
Yeah. 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 I'm going to look like her because that's what you would think. But like everyone's bodies need different things. And like I don't work out. I don't go to the gym or anything. So someone who does exercise every single day would be eating twice as many calories.
They need a lot more.
They need a lot more food and they could have the exact same. I mean, they probably have a bit more muscle than me, but they would. They could be the same shape, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's so problematic because people are, you're putting on a show. It's the same as anything. When people do a day in the life, you know, they're not filming a day where they're just lying in bed most of the time.
Yeah.
So when you're doing an eat, what I eat in the day, it's so performative sometimes.
Yeah.
People are like, well, I'm going to, because I'm doing this tomorrow, I'm going to go out and get like a nice healthy dinner and I'm going to get my snacks and it'll be 2 raspberries instead of a Dairy Milk bar. I used to live with a PT. It was the worst. And he was like, I had just started therapy and he was like, right, everyone in this house is getting healthy. I'm going to start writing our calories on the whiteboard.
Oh, no. I was like, just even in front of you. Like,
you're going to write my calories. I was like, I'd rather you didn't.
Do yours.
Like, do yours if you want. But I was like, also write it in private. I don't need to see how many calories you're consuming in a day. And he was like, it'll be good for you. And I was like, it'll be good for me to eat a bit more. Thanks.
I never actually thought about that whole like macros thing as like being not normal because it isn't normal to know down to a T.
Like, measuring your Nutella back, in the morning.
I had my fitness card when I was like 16.
Did
like,
you?
Tracking stuff.
Were you that young? Wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure I was really.
Because it was a trend.
It was a thing. And I used to do your one, Kayla, it's scenes or something. She'd done like a bikini, it was called Bikini Body Guides. And she had people on 1,200 calories. I don't think I followed the calories, but like 1,200 calories a day, that's not livable.
Nothing.
Yeah. That's like, you will fade away to nothing. Like
I was doing the Alexis Ren ones and the Chloe Tings and
Chloe
stuff.
Chloe Ting,
such a thing.
It's mad. Like, I know, obviously, personally, if that works for you and like tracking your macros and doing all that, I get it for certain people and
if you're
like
educated
that,
on it. As
if like what I eat in the day is good for you and like you tracking it. Personally, if it works for you, you stay in your own lane and do that.
Yeah.
But I think this whole narrative now of like it's shoved everywhere,
it's promoting under eating, and like as much as because I'm the first one to be like, you know, people are like, there's kids on this platform, there shouldn't be children watching your videos, but at the end of the day, there are
going to.
And like these are young women, and this is the kind of thing that we needed to not be seeing, to not get into the eating disorder ourselves. And
I'm
just like, it actually just breaks my heart because
people
are acting like it's normal. And like, why would we ever need to know exactly what someone else is eating?
I think like, I done it once for YouTube, but I was on like my proper fitness board. I think at the time I was on like 2,200 calories. So I was like, this is me putting this up is not harming anyone because it's low. Yeah. It's really low. So if someone copies this, it's actually crap.
Yeah.
But like at the time I was working out so much that I had to eat so much. So I was like, that's actually fine.
Yeah. So like it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like,
I just think
sometimes when it's really like tough. 2 raspberries for breakfast, I'm like, girl.
I just be hungry.
More,
I just think it's so important to listen to your body too.
Yeah.
And like even my sister was saying she was looking up, trying to look up meals because she's just moved out or she's just moved in with her boyfriend. But she was like, every single meal I see, I just get, it just goes on to eating disorder TikTok. Like it's like, eat this if you want to be the skinniest, tiniest little girl, slip through the cracks. Do you know what I mean?
Like a dust.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen like her live? She's American and she like got, I think she had to delete it off TikTok because she was doing, it was so bad. Which is
like really, really bad.
But people were like, yeah, this is so eat. Like people were loving it. But that's why it got deleted because it was like really bad.
I just don't get it. Just like focus on yourself. Do you know what I mean? You're gonna waste away your 20s or your teenage years following what someone else eats.
And being tired.
You know,
and
being tired. You can't do anything.
Angry.
You cannot be a good version. You can't even have fun. Do you know what I mean?
No.
If you don't love yourself, like how are you gonna love anything?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you're wasting that much time hating yourself that you can't even go out for a coffee with your mates.
Yeah.
Like it's just sad. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be so mentally
very like
drained.
Food noisy. Like
is that what that's called?
Yeah, I see
people talking about that.
And like, I think about food a lot, but I'm thinking, when is my next meal?
Yeah,
my
like, I'm not thinking like,
is
fuck,
rum,
I don't
want to
eat today.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Talk about food right now.
I know, because the time we came in at was before. I'm going to have dinner.
A lunch dinner.
Both.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some lunch and then I'll get a takeaway when I get home.
Do it.
Yeah. But moving on from, that was a nice chat.
I like that.
Sorry, I
can yell. No, but I think that will really like, help people.
No, definitely.
Like, it's just because it's so much more prevalent than people even think, I think. Mm. I think people think you have to be, like, a certain weight or have a certain amount of thought or certain amount of this, but, like, there's so many different types of Yeah. It's already eaten that, or in between all this, these like, big.
You literally things. Just, I don't know. Yeah, you're as beautiful as you think you are. If you start being like, I am the best looking person in this world, you'll start to believe yourself. And if you just like fake it till you make it, do you know what I mean? Yeah. You walk in and think I'm the shit, people treat you that way. Because I look pretty much the same as I did when I was sick, and then people were calling me ugly back then, and now they're not. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, not that I never get called ugly, like I'm on the internet. So, but like, do you know, the reaction you get is very, very different if you're a confident woman.
When you have that about yourself.
100%.
Aoife O'Farrell, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Give us your social media handles.
Oh, yes. It's just Aoife O'Farrell is my tech. Well, my TikTok
name. Oh, we never
name
mentioned
is
your
Mia
name.
Khalifa.
Yeah.
But the username's Aoife O'Farrell, and so is my Instagram. Okay.
That was it for today's episode.
That's us, folks.
Such a nice chat.
Yes.
Love her even more.
Oh, brilliant.
Now,
I want a Clada tattoo now.
Literally. Love makes it. Me want even more patriotic. I actually don't own anything Clada.
Oh, you need.
I need. Maybe a Clada engagement ring.
Oh!
Imagine. Girl. Really cute. I used to have one, and then I had to get cut off because it swelled to my finger, and my neighbour had to come over with a, what's it called, pliers.
Yeah, pliers.
Chop it off. My finger went all red, and we tried butter, oil, every soap, everything to get off, and it just wouldn't.
Yikes.
And it was, that's why this finger is skinnier at the bottom, because I used to wear it, so it got like.
Sure, that one still has, look at the mark, like, you can see like an indent into it. Look at the difference of the two.
Yeah.
Anywho,
that was it. We'll see you on Monday.
See you then.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.